Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Jean Armand. Join me weekly as I share health information that will educate and inspire you. Please consider supporting this podcast by listening, subscribing, sharing, and rating. Once again, welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. Hello, welcome to episode number 47 of the Health Flow Podcast. I'm with Ashley and Chandra, and we're here to continue on this weight loss journey. This is actually the start of our week number 7. So next week will be our last week. We kind of we had a crazy week last week. So we did miss last week. We needed to just come up for air. Holiday weekend, plus, you know, that means really hectic work time for us at work. And it just all went, you know, downhill after that, trying to recover. So no excuses, though. We still been on it. We just couldn't, make time to record. So, here we go. So, hey, Ashley. Hey, Chandra.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Great. What about yourself?
Truthfully, I'm tired, but I'm okay. I'm excited. I'm excited to be on this journey with you guys. I feel like, okay, week 7 is here, and we didn't lose all this massive weight that we thought we were going to lose. But, I mean, we have all have different circumstances. And I don't care what the numbers on the scale say. I know what I see in front of me. I see these thinner faces every day. Just looking at the two of you now, definitely you're smaller. So here we go. Ashley, you don't have your, there you go. So I wanted to, for me, I've been definitely more consistent with riding on the weekend as far as my exercise. During the week, it's just been, I've been exhausted coming home from work and just not in the mental space to exercise when I come home, just being really truthful and honest. But I do get it in on the weekend by riding. So that's been great. And I've definitely this week to this morning when I got off on the scale, I had lost like another 1.5 pounds. So I was happy with that. And plus we're making good choices. We've had a couple days where, you know, we ate what we wanted to eat, but even so, I don't think we're even going back to eating what we want to eat, or what we used to eat, the bad choices, not on a consistent basis. So, and I wanted us to talk really about our different weight challenges because we're all in different places. Chandra, I know that you mentioned that you've suffered with PCOS, and that's a cause of weight loss. And then we'll talk to Ashley so she can talk about her weight struggles. I've just had some of the same residual weight. I think it's been harder for me really to lose weight because I don't really have a lot of body fat. So I would definitely need more cardio, definitely need more strength training to get rid of that residual fat that's on me. So not making excuses, but that's just, you know, where I'm at. All right, Chandra, you want to pick it up?
Okay. So I guess we'll start with my weight, progress. And so I can't remember. I had to go back and really check to see what the total loss is, but I know over the last couple weeks I've been up and down like the same 2 pounds, I lose 2, gain 2, so I'm actually neutral. I only weigh myself every Sunday. Okay. So of course that was, you know, holiday weekend before. And so I have noticed that, like, both of my colleagues, their face does look slimmer and definitely brighter skin. I feel great. I don't feel as lethargic. I don't really drink coffee in the morning like I used to. Mm-hmm. I used to have it to get through the day. And so I have noticed that the lifestyle changes have made a difference. And then this is when you learn that weight loss is proportional and it's consistency. So I'm really proud of us for being consistent. And like Jean said, I do have PCOS, it's polycystic ovarian syndrome. And basically it's a hormonal imbalance that's hereditary. Usually if you look in your family tree somewhere, most of the time women find out they have it in their 20s and 30s when they're trying to get pregnant. It's one of the biggest causes of infertility. And basically you become what they call insulin resistance. For some reason, because you have more androgens, our testosterone levels are usually higher and it throws everything off. You have higher estrogen levels. And so it just makes it harder to gain weight. To lose weight, make it very easy to gain weight because it's, in a sense, it's like you're pregnant all the time. And so you have all this insulin. So anytime you eat any type of carbohydrate, it stores it. So actually, a lot of physicians and OBGYNs recommend an ADA, an American Diabetes Association diet, which you know, you could have carbohydrates, but you just monitor them, you know, keep them within a certain range. And basically like you're a diabetic without the insulin because you have too much insulin. And so I do notice that I'm an emotional eater. So when I get stressed at work or whatever, I do want carbs or alcohol or both. And so I have been keeping that under wraps. And I noticed I started to get a little anxious and then I was eating some chips, but they were Sun chips and hummus. So I'm making healthier choices, rather the hot Fritos that I usually like. And so unfortunately, it's for me, how I describe it, it's like a pregnant woman. And a pregnant woman always wants something like carb and starchy. So I've tried to learn to balance that with a protein. Like that's why I would do the hummus, you know, and just try to make healthier choices. You know, green leafy vegetables, you can't go wrong with that. And Jean introduced me to this wonderful kale salad that I like. So, you know, it has been challenging, but I'm really proud of the progress I've made. I mostly can say that even if my diet's not 100%, one thing I've really been consistent and I never have before is the walking. And I only do a mile to a mile and a half per day. That's it. I don't press it. I mean, sometimes with the family, we might do strolls, but I try to at least do that 1 to 1.5 miles per day, every day. And mm-hmm. if I miss a day, I do 2 miles the next day. And I can say that that's probably been the bigger, for me, mm-hmm. Success for me, because I have done the diets and cutting back and doing the ADA diet, you know, and just watching my carbs. But I think the difference is that even when I slipped up, that because I kept steady with the exercise, I really think that helped. And they have that on the website, you know, if you look up different websites about exercise, you know, being the major factor. And it finally clicked, you know, for me that, oh, let me put all three of them together, diet, exercise, and support. And definitely the support has definitely been excellent, you know, and my meals being prepared so I don't have to think about it, and you know, just helps make good choices.
Yeah, definitely the support and just motivation. I was this week I looked at Erica Campbell and I listened to her, and she was saying how we have to be you know, just have to be. If you make a commitment to yourself, it's important to keep that commitment to yourself. Stop making excuses. And what I, you know, when we started this journey, it's not just about me. And that's what I like. It's not exactly about me. It was actually, yes, that's something I would like to do, but it's definitely been, you know, other people to come along. Okay, so Ashley, you want to share your experience and your weight loss challenge?
Sure. My weight has been stable. I've been up and down like a pound to a pound and a half since we started, bouncing back and forth. So my challenge with weight loss is I'm trying to get off pregnancy weight. And before pregnancy, I was actually still overweight of what I needed to be according to the BMI, of course. But before pregnancy, I think I wanted to lose probably like 20 pounds. But now post-pregnancy, I'm struggling with trying to lose that 20 pounds prior to pregnancy in addition to probably a lot of extra pounds. I mean, a lot with two babies back to back. So my weight has been stable. So I can really say that these 7 weeks of doing this challenge, I don't want to eat fast food anymore. Like, I traveled this weekend and normally my road food is like Crystals because they're always open. The Chili Pups. I don't even have the desire to eat fast food, drink Sprites. I haven't had anything like that. So I've just been really making better choices with my diet and just eating a lot more fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And I can say that even though I don't see the numbers on the scale, I feel better. I'm walking daily. And I think it has been a good change for me. And I'm glad I did it because of the diet changes that I've made. That's I'm staying consistent with. Sorry for the baby in the background.
Baby.
It's supposed to be sleep.
Mother's Day never ends. Definitely what I was thinking of too is that if I didn't lose my train of thought, I was thinking, you know what, it was a way to jumpstart it for all of us. And another thing that we have to consider is that we work in a stressful environment, and then when we're stressed, even if we don't do bad habits, even if we aren't eating badly, the hormones that's released with stress causes you to hold on, you know, because you're in this, you know, fight or flight status, which you hold on those hormones that's trying to protect your body, which holds on and to energy, fat. And mm-hmm. another thing I was thinking too is that it's a lot to, we do need, like I said, not making excuses, but we have to try and find ways to de-stress. And that's why the yogas and the meditation and all those things come into play, because I mean, last week was stressful for us. We like having that day, like for us, it was having that Friday off because it was the holiday. The third was considered of a holiday. And then we paid for that on Monday. Like,
yeah.
So hard and never recovered to the where all we wanted to do is just find a way to release the stress. And that's my whole point, is that you got to release that stress. You can't continue, no matter what it is, whether it's work, your home life, being in a stressful situation is not conducive to weight loss, period. You know, your state of mind that you're in a lot, when you're calm and more at peace, allows you to make better choices. You know, it's when we're stressed. It's last week, it was like, oh my God, please, if we see another patient, how can we just de-stress after work? You know, let's go eat. And then I also realized too, I can't do the fast foods. Even if it's not fast food, I'm now getting like nauseated and upset stomach if I eat stuff that, you know, besides our clean eating.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys experienced that?
Yeah, I don't even have a desire for it now. Of course, everybody knows McDonald's have the best fries in America when it comes to fast food. So
I don't know. I heard on the news this morning, they did a like poll, and they're saying that Chick-fil-A waffle fries were the best.
Oh. I mean, they're good, but nothing compares to really McDonald's fries. But okay, that's another podcast. but I really can't. I've been fighting my desire for my McDonald's fries and my Chick-fil-A, because I get the baby nuggets sometimes or macaroni from Chick-fil-A. And I order my Southwest salad, like still eating good when I normally love the Chick-fil-A fried sandwich.
Yeah.
And, you know, just eating the salads and stuff. And it's becoming very filling and I'm satisfied.
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know. Like, yeah. I always love this fried fish salad. I'll never forget. I was having a bad day at work and I was like, okay, well, I'll get my fried fish salad. And I was in the break room and I said, like, actually tastes, it tastes salty. Is this the same thing? And then it, you know, it was just like my taste buds had changed. And literally when I finished, I was like, my stomach were in knots, you know, because I was shocked because in like, what, 7 short weeks, my taste buds changed that quickly. And, you know, just, I guess, you know, whenever, no matter what, when you eat something out, I guess it's so processed that, you know, there's that level of oil or salt that you're not used to. So I can definitely say I've noticed a change.
Oh, definitely. That's how it goes with, I know I mentioned this to Ashley before because she likes her coffee with real sugar. And I just said, if you start toning it down using less and less, and then attempt to go back to use that same amount, it is going to be like you're drinking syrup. Your taste buds just change to where we train them. I mean, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Our taste buds for the salty food, because when I'm complaining, Ashley is like, but you don't use salt in your food. But that's because I think I do, but I use seasonings. I use herbs. So I don't use salt. You're right. But if somebody else makes something and it's real salty, it's going to be, I'm going to be like, oh my God, this is so salty, or this is so sweet. I can't do it.
Right.
Do change. One thing I need to do better, I've slacked off on my water for sure a little bit. I still drink water, but not like I was in the beginning. So, you know, for me, just returning back, doing the same thing, but being more consistent, drinking more water, eating right, and more exercise. It's just, you know, we'll get over this. We'll get through this.
Yeah, water is my challenge for me as well. It's like I almost need to set a timer on my phone to just make myself drink water. I have the water sitting at my desk where I'm sitting most of the day, but it takes me so long to drink my coffee that takes up my time to drink water because I'm not a fast drinker. I sip on coffee for like the first 4 hours of work because I have my warmer and it keeps it warm and I'm just sipping in between patients. So that's taking up my time for my water. And it's like, I wish I could just drink my coffee in like 30 minutes, but I can't. So
you can cut it down to an hour.
Hours. You all never noticed I drink my coffee pretty much all day, like half of the day. At lunchtime, I'm just finishing coffee.
Wow. No, my first cup is always done, you know, by thing. And I think as we got busier, we drank less water because it was less time. It was going to take time to go to the bathroom. I know that that's, you know, that's just the way of life. If we're drinking more, it's like, oh my God, I got to stop and go to the bathroom, you know? So we're going to pull it together. This has been a great journey. You know, we'll see what happens this week. We're going to have a great week this week.
Weigh in this week.
Yeah. That's it. Girl.
That too, just add the caveat of how I like that we chronicle this because it shows you the real life changes and real life things that happen. And another thing I can notice too is that last week I got less sleep. So it is true what they said, like you said, about relieving stress, getting your 8 hours of sleep, all that plays a part of, you know, just healthy weight loss. And you realize that your life and your job sometimes doesn't, you know, you have to just be more diligent about making sure that happens.
Right. Well, you know, I've said that before, is putting yourself, making time for yourself, putting yourself on the calendar. It's a struggle. The struggle is real. You know, when we're trying to, the struggle is definitely real when we're trying to balance work, you know, work-life balance.
Yes.
You know, the life is to take care of us, but it's doable. We have to prioritize and feel that we are that important. no one else is going to come inside our bodies and take care of us like we need to be taken care of.
Loved. Yeah, I agree. It's you know, it's been a struggle for me because I'm never feeling well rested, and I think the mothers tell me that have done this before, oh, you're gonna be tired for the next few years. But so with having just the new baby and stuff and a toddler, I'm only getting like 5 to 6 hours of sleep every single day. So I feel tired because I'm not going to sleep until after midnight, waking up at 6, and it's just you know, so me making myself walk and eating healthy, it's like I have to do that because I would really feel exhausted if I was eating. I feel so much better. I feel better now than I did before we started the journey because I was just grabbing food on the go after work, hurry up, grabbing something, you know, just trying to get home and get things done. And now that I've changed my diet, I have an increase of energy. My sleep pattern hasn't changed though, but the diet matters, you know. So I feel better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not wasted calories. You know, one suggestion that I did when I was raising my children, what we did was schedule sleep time for yourself. Because being superwoman, and you are a better mother, wife, friend, partner, whatever, when you're taken care of. Mm-hmm. Some of your needs are met. So if it means like on Saturday, I'm sleeping in, and on Sunday, you get to sleep in, or the afternoon nap. 1 o'clock, no matter what's going on a, you know, you schedule that, and you'd see just so you can get some extra rest. You know, the week is kind of set because you're both going different directions. But on the weekends, if you're both home, schedule equal time. You get 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? I want 2 hours to sleep. Take that nap. That used to work for me. So
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah. Because you wake up, you're like, oh, I feel so much better. I can take care of everybody now that I've gotten extra sleep. So, yeah, we're going to continue this even after the 8 weeks is over because we work together. And, you know, we've got our network now. So we're going to get this done, ladies.
I think so. Yeah, it's a lifestyle change like we've always said in the beginning.
Yeah.
And we do know, even though it hasn't happened for us like we visioned it, but we have put the work in place to know that making those 10,000 steps and eating that 12 to 1500 calorie diet, you will lose between 1 and 2 pounds a week if you maintain. Mm-hmm. It really does work. It's balanced eating and making intentional moves outside of working.
Yes, absolutely. Well said. You got anything else to share, Ms. Chandra, before we end this?
No, it's been great with you ladies. And you know, I have that saying, am I my sister's keeper? And it's like, yes, I am. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, wonderful. Hey, the sisterhood.
Right, the sisterhood.
The sisterhood. We'll keep it going and we'll share our progress with everyone. Thank you guys. Sleep well. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.
You too. Bye. Good night.
God bless.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Health Flow Podcast. Your support is much appreciated. It is my goal to share health information that you find helpful. Email topics of interest to thehealthflow@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram @thehealthflow, also on Facebook @thehealthflow. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. Until next time, keep your health flowing.
Bye.